Hi, it's Sylvia Presley from Voice again, and this is a new piece for our Advent calendar. I'm here to tell you about Postures and blogging on this blogging platform. Postures has been developed as something in between a notebook, traditional notebook, and a blog. So it's a way of it used to be a way of blogging in little chunks to reflect the post-its we put on the wall, hence the name. Now, since a few months, I believe now, Postures has updated the way it functions into a social network. And instead of blocks, we are creating different spaces there. So if you go to postures.com and you open an account, register step by step, you will see four different tabs. The reader, you can read posts from your friends, you can see popular blog posts, activity of your friends, and you can see different spaces that you establish or collaborate with. So if you establish a Postures account, you can add other users to your blog posts, to your blog. Now, the reason why I'm mentioning Postures is it's very useful for people who or start blogging and are not very confident with the usage of other media like audio or video. So for example, if you have videos recorded in a format that you don't recognize or you don't want to bother about, what you can do, you can simply upload them straight from your computer to a Postures blog post, and Postures will create a widget, which is basically a little window with a customized player for this particular file. And you don't even have to worry about whether it's a video, whether it's a photo, whether it's an audio file. Postures does this technical bit for you. It's very handy to use for beginners. It's also very fast, so it's very valuable resource for events. It's very good for teamwork because you can add different collaborators and you can contribute to the same blog. And it's also really good in terms of embedding in other spaces. So, for example, what we did for National Convention, we have used Postures to build the blog posts and to embed within the same blog event blog resources from Storify, Ad Tab from Twitter and from Facebook. So I think Postures is really handy. On the top of that, obviously, we have global audience at Voice, and we're talking to people from different countries, but we are located in the UK, so from the UK point of view, and especially for non-profits, what we see is that a lot of, despite of the fact that originally Postures was used as a secondary blogging space, where you would just put your notes, additional thoughts, you would use it for specific projects or campaigns, increasingly a lot of people use it as a serious core presence. So you will see a lot of established voices in the fundraising sector and in other sectors in the UK using Postures blog as their main blog, which means that for those of you who are entering the space, Postures might become a very good choice. There are other alternatives there. Tumblr is very straightforward. WordPress is fairly easy as well, and there are other blogging engines, but one Blogger is very straightforward as well, especially after recent changes at Google. But Postures seems to be stylish to use and very easy to use as well, and I also think it's a good exercise for those of you who want to start blogging but don't know yet. So why don't you just start with registering, creating a basic notebook on Postures about your thoughts and your reactions to what you read, your inspirations. It's very easy and straightforward to use for mobile devices as well. It has mobile apps dedicated for this particular platform. So it's very, very straightforward. And it's very encouraging for those of us who potentially are slightly skeptical about using blogs, who are starting, who have a job to blog, but they don't know where to start. Try Postures, it's really easy, and it's fun as well.